101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we are 100% Hobart, and it got down to the final three in The Bachelor AU last night. And Olena, you left the mansion. We left Bali. Hello.
Yes. Hi, how are you guys? How are you?
Really great. How are you?
Good, good. Fantastic, actually. Really good.
Yeah?
Hey, you really took the higher ground, didn't you? You virtually said, get rid of me. I'm not into you, mate.
Was it really like that?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Listen, God. Hats off to you. You're honest. You just weren't there for the glory. You were being yourself. I think you're the best of the lot.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I was trying to be honest with him, and I was trying, you know, to just be real about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did really give him that opportunity to be real and, you know, get his head out of the fantasy of the whole thing. And he just wasn't able to do that, was he?
No, I didn't want to. Look, I really tried to step away from the fairy tale that I was in. You know, all the jets, you know, probably the mansion, all these, you know, amazing dates and stuff. I really wanted to, you know, to find out. What if it's just me and you, you know, or, you know, having a couple of drinks at the bar, what's it going to be like?
Yeah.
And
I've just got to say, sorry, Elena, I know you weren't huge on the physical side of the dates, which I'm totally down with you on that, girlfriend. I'd much rather go out, you know, to have a nice drink at a bar. So when he took you surfing, you were really unimpressed, weren't you?
You know what? They didn't show the funny parts of the surfing. He was actually trying to teach me how to surf. And he's like, okay, so get down on the board and you have to jump up really quickly. I'm like, I cannot do this. I have not been in a gym for about 3 months. I'm like crawling up this surfboard. I'm like, oh, God. Mate, you've done that again.
Yeah.
Camping and now surfing.
Can't we just drink cocktails by the pool? I mean, we're in Bali. Yeah.
Please.
Hey, listen, Elena, I must say, though, when your dad tried to teach him how to box, he was useless. I love your dad. I think you've got a beautiful family.
Thank you. Yeah, that was hilarious. I was hysterical. I mean, my dad was just on the floor cracking up when this was shown with a double punch thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane. I mean, I reckon you'd bash Richie up.
No, he was great. I mean, my dad said, look, I told him to do, you know, punch two. So, you know, he's like kind of blamed it on himself. So I'm like, all right, Dad. Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
So what's next for you?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm going with the flow, see what happens. I think
the future's going to be bright. You're an absolute stunner. Yeah, oh, absolutely. My gosh. I wish I was born in the Ukraine. You guys have got something going on there.
I wish I could box.
Yeah. I wish I could too.
Elena, listen, thank you so much for being the realest part of that reality TV show. You really were great to watch. And, all the best in the future.
Hey, can I just say, Elena, if you get the chance, would you please go on Survivor?
I will not complain. I promise you that. I know I've done a lot of whinging throughout this whole process, but if I go on the Survivor, I will not whinge. I promise.
Good girl. I think you'd kill it on Survivor.
And one last thing. Who do you think he's going to choose? You probably know, don't you? You just can't tell us.
No, I don't know who's going to win. But look, I think Nick is an amazing girl, but I'm definitely Team Alex. I'm all the way Team Alex.
Really?
She's a great girl. Yeah, she's a very passionate woman.
Yes.
And I think Richie and Alex make the perfect couple.
Well, she certainly got him in her sights very early and made that happen.
She's got her eye on him. Yeah. She?
Absolutely. Elena, thanks so much. All the best in the future. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Bye, guys.
See ya.